You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Next up, 95BFM producer Tess Barnett spoke to Green MP Catherine Delahunty about the government's announcement regarding swimmable rivers.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire.
Decided to move the goalposts because they know that New Zealanders want swimmable rivers, but they didn't set a plan to create swimmable rivers. They set a plan for business as usual, the continual pollution of our waterways, by actually just saying that what used to be wadeable can now be called swimmable. So that's pretty disappointing, and I think New Zealanders will have a right to be pretty upset about that.
Would you have preferred to see happen?
Well, we want genuinely swimmable rivers, so we don't want to see our rivers continue to be polluted. We want to change the national policy statement on fresh water to really swimmable, which means heading towards this figure called 260 E. coli. E. coli are the bugs that make people sick. So the government, they've instead of heading towards E260, have actually changed the goalposts that now 540 E. coli will be called swimmable. So that's not real action. We also want to make sure that we put a price on the commercial users of water who are sucking up our rivers and causing them to become algae-ridden little puddles instead of free-flowing water. We're really committed to helping farmers change to a cleaner farmer model. There's a lot of work that needs to go on. We're not against the planting and fencing that Nick Smith's proposing in his new package, but you know, it's not new because he's actually proposed it for the last 2 years. And it's a good idea, but it's not sufficient on its own. We have a lot of work we need to do to stop polluters and to make sure that we actually look after our water properly. So swimmable means swimmable.
So what needs to happen now in terms of the public? Like, how are people to know whether it's safe to swim or not?
Well, this is the tragedy of their stupid policy, to be honest. It's like, we need to protect water, the water cycle, not the spin cycle of the government. And unfortunately, the government's saying you just need to go to a website, and it's called the Lawa Land and Water Aotearoa website, and just see whether your river is that day safe for swimming or not, so swimmable some of the time. And we don't think that's good enough. We don't think that the citizens should have to drive around the country checking websites to see whether they're going to get 1 in 20 people will get sick at that site or not. It's very, very disappointing, and that's not the answer. People can make submissions on this paper that's been put out by the government yesterday, so it is possible to go to the Ministry of Environment website to have your say. And we need people to have their say on swimmable rivers. They really need to tell the government what is their expectation. Like, that it should be something real, not 1 in 20 people but might get sick.
Yeah, for sure, and it needs to be something accessible for most people to go swimming. So like you said, it's not really accessible if you're driving around the country to be accessing the website.
I think that we need to treasure the places that are still clean, and we need to keep taking photographs where we see cows in water, algae blooms. But a lot of the pollution's invisible, so you do have to check, which is really, really, really disappointing. We should not have to check whether water's clean or not. There are places in this country which the government say are swimmable that are actually we would consider to be in a bad way. And there was a great article in the Christchurch Press, if people want to look it up on Stuff, by Charlie Mitchell about what this policy actually means for the very stressed South Island rivers. But, you know, you shouldn't have to do this. You should be able to look at the river. It smells fresh. It's full of life. It's clean. And you can jump in, and your kids can be jumping in without getting sick. And that's not the situation. That's the situation you'll get if you help us change the government and make sure that the Greens have a really strong voice in the next government, because water and clean rivers would be a top priority for us. I think somebody on Twitter said it well. They said, imagine going to a restaurant where 1 in 20 people got sick. Would you want to risk eating there? And that's really what the government's proposition is, 1 in 20 people. So, yep, that's not good enough. We can do better, and under the Greens' leadership, we certainly will.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.